What I knew about Lady Chatterley's lover before was absolutely not very much. I just presumed it was a book basically all about the love affair between a lady and her gamekeeper, and that it was a little bit raunchy, and that they rolled around in the heather a lot, and then didn't realise, you know, the other sort of, well, the depth to the novel, really, and that it is about, you know, the materialistic world and how we survive in the industrial world and just how relevant it sort of is today. What I was excited most about was actually Lawrence's views on materialism. Some of the language is quite explicit, but it's really about their relationship and about these two sort of lost people, really, who don't fit in to where they're supposed to fit in. That was what was exciting me, and I got more excited about the idea of doing away with materialism and working from nature, and we've got it all around us, really. What else do we need? That was what got me more excited than the sex scenes, which are actually not that many, really. I was fascinated by it, and it's such a beautiful world. You get really drawn into these characters. It was such a surprise, such a pleasant surprise. I just didn't know what to expect of it. No, I've had a fantastic time. I wish I'd sort of read it before. I've read Lawrence's plays, but never any of his novels, so that's a new venture for me to go and dig some more out. There's long sections of dialogue, there's big monologues, there's lots of themes, obviously the cholera theme and men being men and women being women, and there's lots of school teachers. There's always somebody who wants to be a school teacher. You can pick up lots of regular themes that run through his plays. You can tell he's a playwright as well because of these big swathes of dialogue, which put the fear of God in me when I came up to them. But the same themes run through, I suppose, all his work, really. I mean, because he was very of his place, wasn't he? The Midlands and that industrial Midlands, and obviously a beautiful, you know, the countryside as well. There's so much to Mellors and Connie, and it's about the intimacy. It's about two people connecting and having that intimacy between each other, which, you know, I suppose we all hope for maybe one day. So, yeah, it's interesting, sexual politics, because she says things that I go, what? And he says things that I go, you know, some of it is a little bit dated. Actually, I don't know if it is dated, because I think there's still very dated views on sex and sexual politics. It's about two people finding each other and having an intimate connection, which they haven't had before. So it's very equal on that basis. This is my first audiobook. I don't mean to be self-deprecating, but I think when people listen to it, it could possibly be my last. I've had a fantastic time, though, reading it. And it is that thing. It's a, I suppose it is like acting in a street. You get really swept along with it. You get really pulled into the world reading it out aloud. We've just read back to the beginning again, some, you know, to sort of, because you get so warmed up, and then you go back to the novel, and part of you just think, oh, it'd be great to do it again, because you're in it now. You know, I mean, even when you read it to yourself, but there's something about reading it out aloud. It just comes so much more to life. I've had a fantastic time, and it's been great.